Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. This is Joe. Welcome to the podcast today. I'm going to be talking to you about the importance of vision. Today is part three. We're going to talk about part four next week, so let's just jump in and start. Hey, you know, one of the things we've been talking about how critical vision is, you know, no vision, the people perish. But I think sometimes, you know, got to deal with dreams as well, you know, visions and dreams. Now, people can get kind of wacky on the dream thing. So what we got to do, make sure we stick with it, real biblical. Stick with the scripture. So let's look at this. Proverbs 29:18, we shared that where there is no vision, the people perish. Everybody needs a vision for the life. What are you doing here? Where are you going? Why do you want to go there? What do you expect to accomplish? When you're an old man or an old woman, when you look back in your life, are you going to think what God should be thinking? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Or are you going to think, man, I sure wasted a lot of time. I don't want to do that. I want God to say good things about me after I've lived my life. I want to enjoy the process. So let's look at this. The Proverbs 13:12 says this, New Living Translation. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. A dream fulfilled is a tree of life. Everybody needs a dream for their life. You need a vision, you need a dream. Where are you going? How are you going to get there? When are you going to get there? Because if you don't have a vision or a dream for your life, you're doing nothing. You'll be the same person 5 years now you are today, except for the books you read and the people you meet. That's a bumper sticker somewhere in Texas. You got to stretch. You got to step out. You got to do something different. You got to expand your thinking. God's wanting to do bigger things for you than you can imagine. Vision is just a mental image. You look up in the Webster Dictionary, what's vision? It's a mental image. Where do you see yourself? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? I would do it with my kids all the time. Every year we do a 5, 10, 20-year plan. 20 years from now, I want one sentence. Where are you going to be? 5 years from now, one sentence. Where are you going to be in 5 years? Where are you going to be? Next year, what are you going to be doing this time next year? You got another 12 months. What do you think you can get done in 12 months? Have a vision. Write it down. You know, the Bible said in Habakkuk, write the vision, make it plain. Numbers chapter 12, verse 6 says this, and the Lord said to them, now listen to what I say. If there were prophets among you, I, the Lord, would reveal myself in visions, and I would speak to them in dreams. What does God just say? He said, if I've got somebody talking to you, it's because I have revealed myself in visions, and I've spoken to them in dreams. God said, I deal in visions and in dreams. That's how I talk to people. So you make sure if you're listening to somebody, did you get this from God, or did you think this is up on your own, or did you read it in the book? I want to have somebody in my life that hears from God. That's why pastors are critical in our life. Everybody needs to be in a local church. You need to have a pastor in your life. And the Bible says, the mouth of two or three witnesses, the thing is established. You don't run off on just one saying. Find two or three witnesses. That's why you get in the Word of God. Can I find at least three scriptures about what I just heard? And that's what I've always been, that's been my measure stick. Can I find three scriptures about that? If I can, I'm going to feel pretty good about it. I like this in Joel 2:28, and this is a famous scripture. Joel 2:28. Then, after doing all these things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. What did he say? He said, well, God's will is that we're going to dream dreams, we're going to see visions. Old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. What's that for? God said, I'm going to show myself. I'm going to show you what I'm going to do, what I'm about to do. I will let my people know. The world might not know, but my people, my children who are called by my name, I'm going to speak to you in dreams and visions. Now, we get the same thing in the New Testament, Acts 2:17. Acts 2:17. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Now, there's a shift coming. I want to kind of hang with this a minute. You know, dreams are so important in the Old Testament. When God gets the New Testament, he starts speaking a lot more directly, and it's mostly visions that he gives. Now, listen, just follow me as I go through this. Daniel chapter 1, verse 7. Daniel chapter 1, verse 7. God gave these four young men, Daniel, Meshach, Abednego, those four guys, you know, in the fire furnace. The Bible says God gave these four young men an unusual aptitude for understanding every aspect of literature and wisdom. In other words, man, they were smart. They read a book. They knew it. I know what that means. And God gave Daniel the special ability to interpret the meaning of visions and dreams. What did Daniel get? He got something extra. I'm going to help this kid understand visions and dreams. Why? Well, you know, Pharaoh's going to have some. The old king Nebuchadnezzar, he's going to have some. And there's going to come a day when only my son Daniel will be able to interpret that. I've given him the ability to interpret visions and dreams. Then we got Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. Then he considered this. An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, talking to Joseph. Mary's espoused husband, not married yet, but he's having some second thoughts. Said the angel appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Because, you know, this is real carnal. I mean, they're engaged, they're going to get married, and all of a sudden she's pregnant. Oh, man, my girlfriend's pregnant. I didn't do it. Who are you pregnant by? And Mary said, well, the Holy Spirit visited me, and I'm having the Son of God. Now, can you imagine? Only one person in the history of the world has ever said that. Your fiance said, well, the Holy Ghost visited me, and I'm going to have the Son of God. You've got to be kidding me. So God had to send an angel to tell him, hey, don't be afraid. The child within your wife was conceived of the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. And he did, thank goodness. Matthew 2:13. And after the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, son. Flee down to Egypt with the child and the mother. The angel said, stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. How did Joseph know to get up? Did he read a tabloid? Did he get an email? No. They didn't have tabloids. They didn't have emails. They didn't have the 6 o'clock news. An angel appeared to him. Is this an important person? Yeah, this is the father of Jesus. This is the mother of Jesus. This is the earthly parents. God warned him. God warned him in a dream. Get up. You need to go. Matthew 2, verse 19. Now, when Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and told him, it's okay to go back. How did you know to go? An angel told me. How did you know to go back? An angel told me. How did you know this was going to happen? An angel told me. Now, let's get to the New Testament. Things take a little different twist in the New Testament. Acts chapter 9, verse 10 and 11. Now, there was a believer in Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord spoke to him in a vision, not a dream. The Lord spoke to him in a vision, calling, Ananias? Yes, Lord, he replied. The Lord said, go over to the straight street to the house of Judas. When you get there, ask for a man named Tarsus, named Saul. He is praying to me right now. So God's got the thing, but he's already knocked Saul off his horse and blinded him. He's over in the house, but God wakes this other guy up, Ananias. Hey, Ananias, I got the vision for you. I want you to go over to Straight Street, the house of Judas. When you get there, ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. Now, he understood, and he knew Saul, but Saul hated Christians. And, of course, if you read the whole story, it's incredible. Are you sure? Yeah, I want you to lay your hands on him. Then Acts chapter 16, verse 9 and 10. That night, Paul had a vision, not a dream, a vision. A man from Macedonia in northern Greece was standing there pleading with him in the vision. Please come over to Macedonia and help us. So we decided to leave for Macedonia at once, having concluded that God was calling us to preach the good news there. How did you know? We had a vision. A what? A vision. I just saw it. People say, how'd you have it? Did he sleep? Was he in sleep? Well, it doesn't say he was asleep. He just had a vision. Now look at this. Acts 18, verse 9. Acts chapter 18, verse 9. One night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision and told him, don't be afraid. Speak out. Don't be silent, because he's been arrested. They've threatened to beat him. I mean, it's not going good. So God appears to Paul, who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, prayed in the Holy Ghost more than anybody. God appears to Paul in a vision and says, look, this is real important, guys. Don't be afraid. Who told him that? God. The Lord spoke to Paul, don't be afraid. Speak out. Don't be silent. I need you to get bold, son. This word needs to go out. And that's exactly what it did. Then Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. And now in these final days, he has spoken to us through his Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance. And through the Son, he created the universe. What's going on now? God's speaking to his Son, Jesus, through the local church, through the body of Christ. You know, that's what's happening right now. And it is powerful. We live in the greatest days of human history. The greatest days. So vision is so critical. How did you know to do that? I got a vision from God. How did you know to go there? I had a vision. How did you know to do this? I had a vision. I'm not goofy. I'm not weird. I'm not strange. God just showed me. How did you know to start this business? God showed me. How did you know to move over there? God showed me. That's just what God is. There are many people today in the wrong job. There are many people today living in the wrong place. Why? God's been speaking. And what happens is God speaks all the time. And sometimes we get to holding something too long. God told me back in 1989 I was going to do this. Well, that's been a while. What did he tell you lately? God's still talking. What did he tell you lately? Well, that's all we have for today. We'll pick up next time with more on vision. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.